On the KSRO live line with us is the manager of Sugarloaf State Park, John Roney. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Pat and Larry.
A pleasure to have you here, especially when we're discussing this particular subject matter. A lot of us were thrilled with the reopening of parts of Sugarloaf State Park last week. What can you tell us about opening weekend?
It was very busy. We had lots of people coming up there. Right now, it's a very interesting time to come up to the park where you can see areas that weren't touched, areas that were burned and have recovered, as in the grassy areas that are a bright, vibrant green, and then chaparral areas where we're just seeing the start of shoots coming through and bulbs and flowers. And so it's a fascinating time up there.
Sort of the ecological cycle coming back to life right in front of our eyes.
It is. And, as one of our biologists said, the landscape has been adapted for fire over many, many years. So, the big fires we had here were mostly a human tragedy, but not necessarily a natural disaster. The land has evolved for fires, and watching how it's reacting and coming back is, like I said, very fascinating.
It's like a miracle. It really is. When the layperson, like us, when we look at the trees and the shrubs and the manzanita and things like that and think to I think to myself, how are we ever going to remove all of that and, get back to some kind of normalcy? But in a lot of these cases, it sounds like, John, it's a matter of wait and see in terms of this vegetation coming back.
And that's a very good point. Lots of these trees will come back. And even the ones, if you have trees in an area that aren't a threat to anybody, even if they don't come back, one of the reasons we have to put up bat boxes and bird houses is because there's not the number of dead trees, which are great habitats for animals around. So, obviously if something's a danger, you have to do something about it. But if you have trees that you can wait on, let them be habitat. And that's what we're advising as well for some landowners.
Some of the parks still closed. You guys are doing some work to repair some trails?
Yeah, our volunteer corps and the state park staff in the area have done a huge amount of work to get the park reopened. So people understand, Sugarloaf Park, I work for Sonoma Ecology Center. We operate the park for the state, but we work very closely with them on park recovery and park operations. Volunteers have cleared 15 miles of trails, 50 down trees, rebuilt several bridges. Just an amazing amount of work. But we do have a lot more work to do. So if you want to help, go to our website and give us some time or money, and we could always use some more help.
Yeah, and the great thing about Sonoma Ecology is we've talked to one of your folks before, is that you actually lead some walks through some of the burned out areas of the park and point out to people how life is coming back.
Our fire recovery walks have been hugely popular. I think they're sold out through February, but
wow,
we're adding more in March. So stay tuned on our website. We're trying to add a bunch more since they've been so popular. And I've been on several of them myself. And I'm not, my background's not natural history or biology, but I just learn so much every time I go on one of those. We have an amazing crew of volunteers and botanists on staff to lead those hikes.
It's a wonderful part of our recovery, that's for sure, every time we hear a story like this. And John, one more question for you. How long do I have to get into shape before I can take the trek up to the top of Bald Mountain?
Well, there's two things on that. You can start getting in shape now. Sugarloaf Park has flat, easy trails.
Yeah.
The challenging walk to the top of Bald Mountain. And we also have coming up in the next month starting our Hiking for Fitness series. So over 8 weeks, we'll start you off on 2 flat miles and finish you off with the climb to the top of the mountain.
I'm in. I'm totally in. As long as it's 8 weeks, I think I can be there. John, it's exciting news, and it is just the kind of shot in the arm that our community needs. Thank you for your part in all of this.
Well, thank you for letting me have the time, and I just want to say thanks again to all the support we've got, and coming out and pay us a visit. It's beautiful out there right now.
Absolutely right. Sugarloaf manager John Roney is here, and you can go to Sonoma Ecology also, or the Sugarloaf website, and find out about those fire trail walks.